because of the following dramatic special, Murders, She Wrote, Crazy Like a Fox, and Trapper John, M.D. will not be presented tonight.
Sorry about that, Lex. Murder, She Wrote will return tomorrow.
No.
At its regularly scheduled time.
All right.
Trapper John, M.D. That's a show I haven't thought about in a long time.
Never watched that, did you?
Yeah, my grandma watched it.
Oh, okay.
It was one of those... It's another one of those CBS spinoffs that it started as a comedy, like a character started out in a comedy, and MASH was a drama too, but you know what I mean? It's really a comedy. It had a laugh track, for heaven's sake. Anyway, Trapper John started as a character in MASH, which was Alexis's favorite show growing up, right, Lex?
Well, yeah, well, I lived on a military base in Okinawa, Japan.
It was basically all you could watch.
There was one English channel, and it was MASH over and over again. That was the option.
Oh, that was a cue to get outside here in the United States, where it was like, oh, MASH is on in syndication. Well, we have reached the end of television.
Exactly.
I need to find something else to do.
Oh, God. True, Holly. True. But Trapper John started out as a character on MASH and then spun off and with a different actor into a weekly one-hour drama. Just like Lou Grant spun off from Mary Tyler Moore into a one-hour drama on CBS. But yeah, my grandma, it was a good show. Gregory Harrison was in that show. He was a hottie in the 80s. My mom had a huge crush on him. If you don't know who he is, you do. You just have to Google him, especially if you're of our age.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, hottie.
Good morning, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's a Wednesday. It's going to be May 1st, 2024. Thank you for being here, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're the best.
Let's start off. I see it on the sheet here. It was rumored. People talked about it. Other people have thought about doing it. But are we finally getting a Chris Farley biopic?
Yes, indeedy. New Line has officially landed the Chris Farley biopic package. Paul Walter Hauser's going to play Chris, and Josh Gad will be directing.
Josh Gad's directing?
He's directing. Also, Lorne Michaels is producing with Aaron David via Broadway Video. So that's pretty cool. So they've made it official. Mm. It is happening. It's based on the book by Farley's brother, Tom Farley Jr., and will be adapted in that way. It goes way back to, you know, when he was in SNL, some of the greatest act, you know, working with some of the greatest people of all time, including the Chip and Dale dancer, you know, with the skit with Patrick Swayze. So a lot of that will be in there as well. And of course, some of the behind the scenes struggles as well.
This is going to be good.
Oh yeah. I cannot wait.
This is going to be good. It's a life. It's a fascinating life that's worth telling in this format. I'm going to be curious to see it. But I just can't. Josh Gad directing.
Yeah. Hmm. I wonder, he's probably directed other things, huh?
Has he? Oh. I don't know.
This will be a first time directing a movie.
Okay.
Huh. I'm down with this. I'm a big Josh Gad fan. Frozen.
Yeah, Broadway, he's Olaf.
He's Olaf, man. He's a good guy.
Who's in Book of Mormon?
Yeah. Oh, Book of Mormon. Oh, you know, one of the great thrills, one of the great benefits of this job is, you know, you do get to go to fun things and like Broadway shows. Lex and I have seen several together. Remember The Wizard of Oz, Lex?
Anyway, sure do.
Yeah. Remember walking out of The Wizard of Oz?
Not after intermission.
No. Peace.
Yep.
Peace.
We clicked those heels and ran out.
Okay. Let me pause. Lex, it was you and Dawn. We, for whatever reason, we weren't sitting together. Didn't we also walk out of The Bodyguard?
I believe so.
I think we walked out of The Bodyguard.
Yeah, you're right.
I know that I did, but I think you did too. I think you, anyway. I think Dawn, anyway.
Yeah, yes.
My point being,
the only two we've ever done that for.
My point in bringing this up is I get such a chuckle, like a sadistic joy watching people who have never seen Book of Mormon don't know anything about Book of Mormon, sitting down to watch Book of Mormon.
Yes.
And freaking out and leaving.
Oh, actually it's, leaving.
Oh, yes. I've seen more than a few people. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Mormon. This? Oh, it must be Mormon. About,
oh, the language.
About me and, yes.
Oh, but it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah, it is one of those plays that definitely made an effort to go and see it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it's like, oh, this is going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Did you get out of your soft pants that night, Holly, or did you?
You know, I can't recall. Probably not. I'm sure I just put like a caftan or like a onesie or something like that. But yes, the Book of Mormon, fantastic. Oh,
so
and
good.
Would have loved to have seen Josh Gad and Andrew Reynolds play in the original Broadway production.
Yes. Can you imagine?
That is one of those original casts that I wish I would have seen. Mm-hmm. That and Wicked. Oh, I wish if I could
Kristen
go to and Adina or Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
Yeah. That I would
the
take a time machine.
Talented.
Yeah. I would take a time machine to the early 2000s just to see Wicked with those two. One matinee, whatever. I want to
Yeah.
As far as original cast are concerned. Hey, let me tell you about listener rewards before we take a break. Enter to win tickets to see Janet Jackson. These are all new because, hello, new month. You can win tickets to see Janet Jackson in June. Get tickets to see A Year with Frog and Toad at the Children's Theater Company. Plus gift cards to Bachman's, Lululemon, and more. Sign up at mytalk1071.com or you can sign up on our app. When we come back, we haven't gotten to this in a few days, but Ellen recently came back on stage in L.A. and opened up about, quote, getting kicked out of showbiz. We'll talk about that when we return.
Oh, you got some storm damage to your roof and you just need someone to come and check it out. See if it's a bigger problem than it is, or maybe it just needs a little repair. You might need a whole new roof. But regardless, JTR Roofing, they've got you. JTRRoofingInc.com can install and repair your roof, of course. Gutters, soffit and fascia, windows, decking, siding. They can do a lot of exterior projects. So if you're kind of looking outside going, ooh, we need a few things, have them out for a multi-bid. They serve the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin and have a lot of experience with insurance. Make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,000 off roofing, siding, or gutters. Head to JTRRoofingInc.com, see their beautiful work, or you can give them a call, 651-777-7394, JTRRoofingInc.com. That's JTRRoofingInc.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Game time is coming up in just a little bit. Holly Roberts hosts soap opera character Demise, Real or Not.
Ooh.
Inspired by the shocking death of Sugar.
Right.
Drink one out for poor nine-toed Sugar.
Well, Sugar had 10 toes.
That's right. Sugar had 10 toes. I apologize. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I chuckled about that a couple times yesterday. Yeah. Oh, Sugar.
Oh, that, anyway. That was funny. The email, reading it, going, wait, she pretended to be mauled by a bear, then cut off one of her toes?
And then that headline in soapopera.com, here we tow again.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, welcome back to the show. So, Ellen, this popped a couple of days ago. We just didn't get to it because Lex and I both kind of felt like it was a kind of multi-layered plate of nachos.
Yeah.
And that is Ellen did a return to the stand-up stage in L.A., addressed. She hasn't really been seen other than a few social media videos that she does on her own socials. She hasn't really been seen out, hasn't really done anything since the end of her talk show.
Mm-mm.
And that was by design. Here are some of the headlines. And she addressed this in the stand-up set.
Yeah, that will be eventually on Netflix.
Yeah. So here's just some of the headlines. E! Online, Ellen DeGeneres says she was kicked out of show business for being, quote, mean. The Daily Wire, Ellen DeGeneres addresses drama surrounding the day end of her daytime show. The U.S. Sun, Ellen admits talk show scandal was devastating. Toxic allegations that Ellen addresses, Fox Atlanta. Anyway, my point is she went there,
mm-hmm.
and the big headline coming out of it was she did say that for basically the second time, the first being after her character came out on her sitcom and on ABC in the late 90s, she was kicked out of show business then. She was kicked out of show business again after that BuzzFeed news article came out revealing that things weren't perfect at all at the Ellen show.
And what for very different reasons, though.
Very different reasons.
We could all root for her for the first time because bravery. Wow. Character mm-hmm. came out, helped so many people. Amazing. Representation.
Knew she could possibly be fired by ABC, you know?
Did it anyway? So, yes. Yep.
What was your takeaway from this, Lex?
This one where she keeps saying, you know, I'm the be kind girl and I became a one-dimensional character. And I can see how she could feel that way. But after just the sheer number of people that said she behaved the way that she did and the producers, executives who worked on the show as well behaved in that manner, it sounds like it was a very toxic environment. So if she is going to be doing a Netflix special, I'm glad that she addressed it. And from her point of view, I think that was like the elephant in the room. It's like, yeah. Chris Rock not talking about the slap, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm glad she was able to have her moment to say it. But also, you know, it was devastating for everyone involved, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Not just her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of my thought. I'm glad she addressed it. I'm glad that she's been gone for as long as she has been. I think maybe people are ready to hear it. I know there's a lot of people who said she needs to keep going, like keep being away going, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, keep apologizing for more?
Well, not apologizing, but just stay away still. Like it might be for some people it's too soon, kind of.
Got it.
I don't know. What do you think about being... forgiveness.
I think there's room there. I think you kind of have to look at the totality of the person.
Yeah.
And I think there's enough good in Ellen where that she deserves some forgiveness if she owns what she did and
acknowledging
her role in it.
Yeah.
I do believe that. I think.
Well, there's always room for forgiveness.
Yeah, Ellen has done enough good in her life where I think she deserves people to take a second look at her. And I say this as someone that was directly affected by her. I think for the gay community, I think she did a huge amount. Now, does that erase her behavior later? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying I can hold both truths in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why the younger generation looks upon her as now just a headline and now is just a toxic personality. I have a slightly different perspective. Also, so there's that aspect of it.
Yep.
I'm willing to forgive her. Also, there was a portion of her set that I was really trying to think about. And that was she owned a lot. But she did talk about the fact she had one line in there that I was like, huh. And, you know, as two people, Lex, that we have a name on a show. You know what I mean? She said, look, it is my name. the buck does stop here. But she's like, I had to realize I was an immature leader. I wasn't the boss per se with everything. And I don't want to get too inside baseball, but I was processing this and I thought, okay, let me bring it down to the macro, but let me bring this down a little bit onto a much smaller level. And Jeff and I discussed this. I said, look, I have a name on a show, two of them. And so I'll just use you, like the two of us, and then just the Jason show. But I'm not the boss. Mm-hmm. I'm not the boss of the Jason show.
Yeah.
It's my show, but Jeff is my boss. And then I have Mim, mm-hmm. and I have Kelly. So if there was inappropriate behavior between like producers, it wouldn't, I don't know if it would fall on me fairly. Because I'm not the boss of them. It's just my name happens to be on the show.
Now, or that you witnessed any of it as well.
Or if I witnessed. Now, it's a little different with Ellen because she had ownership stake in the show. Her production company owned Ellen.
Yeah.
It's not apples to apples, but I did think about that again.
Yeah.
It's not just a black and white conversation. I thought about that. But here's where Ellen loses me. There was a comparable situation in the mid-90s that only TV nerds will remember. And Lex, I've brought this. You will probably remember this. And Holly, because you're so well-versed in pop culture. In the mid-90s, around 1994, Oprah went through this. And I'm shocked that people have not, maybe writers, maybe with Nikki Swift, or maybe Deadline did do this comparison. But I think people forgot a similar scandal with Oprah and the Oprah Winfrey Show. I do not, because I was doing a class project at Harpo at this time. And I was there.
Wow.
I remember the atmosphere. And here's what I'm talking about. Oprah had a longtime executive producer named Deborah DeMeo. And Deborah was the producer that brought Oprah from Baltimore. She worked with Oprah in Baltimore in a show called People Are Talking. And brought Oprah to Chicago. Recommended Oprah for the job for AM Chicago. One could argue, and Oprah has said this, Deborah helped make the Oprah Winfrey Show. Deborah helped propel Oprah to being Oprah. Oprah owed Deborah a lot. But here's the problem. Deborah was very toxic. Deborah was very difficult to work for and spoke to people allegedly, not just harshly, not just how bosses sometimes would in the 60s, 70s, and 80s and get away with it. Deborah was toxic, according to reports. By the way, I'll stop here and say that there was an extensive TV Guide article about this in the summer of 94. Oprah was on the cover. And I'm such a nerd, and Lex is laughing because I remember everything. I actually have
how many pages was the article, Jace?
About four. It was a cover story, Lex, and I have it at home. Anyway, Oprah was wearing a brown outfit. I'm not joking. Anyway, but between the 93-94 season and the 94-95 season, in that summer, the producing staff, the story goes, walked up to Oprah with a folder full of resignations and said to Oprah, you put a stop to this, you fire her, or we are all leaving. We are all leaving. And Oprah, even though she owed everything to Debbie and they were arguably friends, allowed Deborah to succeed someplace else and showed her the door and cut it off quickly. Not quickly. From my understanding, from what I heard, this did go on longer. But Oprah admitted, just like Ellen did, Oprah admitted she wasn't a great leader right off the bat. That's why she brought in CEOs to handle Harpo and to handle the business.
But isn't the difference here that Oprah took action?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
When I started going into this.
Oh, sorry.
No, you are right. This is where this is where Ellen loses me.
Yeah.
Is Oprah did a Barney Fife, nipped this eventually in the bud before the press found out about it and before it became a story and a bigger issue. It doesn't seem like Ellen did this. Ellen kind of had, it seems like Ellen had her head in the sand.
Also,
and that's,
Ellen's personal behavior was called out numerous times. And so that is the difference between Oprah and her behind the scenes drama with her producer is that Ellen herself was called out in these investigative reports time and time again for her petty, mean, and condescending behavior towards staff at the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Well, and even some guests later came out and said the same thing.
Yeah. So for all of those reasons, I think she's should be given forgiveness, but she has, to quote Ricky Ricardo, some splaining to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More you guys going to watch the special when it comes out on Netflix?
Yes.
Well, yeah. See what she says?
The curiosity factor. Yeah. I'm not really a fan of Ellen, I have to say. Yeah. And it's one thing, even giving her forgiveness, I think it's not even an issue of forgiveness, so to speak. It's like, go ahead and work, Ellen. Do your hustle. You have your fans out there. They're going to find you. Mm-hmm. Whether or not the broad public wants to be a fan of you is really up to people.
Yeah. Yeah, that curiosity is what Netflix is banking on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was Netflix, I'd be like, yeah, go ahead. Let's tape this.
Oh.
Come on now.
Do it live.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly this.
That's right.
Well, do it live. Yeah.
Anyway. Do it live.
Yeah, great conversation. It just, it fascinated me. It's like, so many things in one story. It talks about so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can read it. There's, as I said, as we said at the beginning, there's 15,000 articles about this. You can read it for yourself. We're going to take a break. Holly Roberts host, soap opera character demise, real or not?
Oh, everything mortgages with First Equity. Got to go with David and the team. Man, they could do it all. They can help you with conventional, FHA, first-time home buyer, VA. Are you a veteran? There is no better loan. And, of course, they're independent, so you get that unmatched, personalized attention you need and deserve. They take the time to get to know you because they're local. They're part of the community. They care about you. They also care about the success of your loan because they know they're going to see you around. They know you're going to tell your friends and family about what they do. And you might be back to refinance later. So they're going to treat you right the first time. And, wow, they can shop multiple lenders because they are independent. So you as a buyer, you get better options. You get better rates. More opportunities for down payment assistance. And that's what's so wonderful, especially for your first-time home buyers. Get pre-approved for a mortgage before you get pre-approved for a home. So you're locked and loaded, ready to go. You know how much you can afford. 763-251-8000 or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
Justin Timberlake bringing us back. His album has fallen out of the Billboard Top 200. Oof. Girl. Sank like a dead body in a mob lake in Vegas.
Ooh.
Be ashamed.
Just hit the bottom fast.
Right, girl? Ooh. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's game time, right, Holly?
That's right. It's time to play a game. It's called Soap Opera Character Demise, Real or Not.
Okay.
Now, this is inspired by The Bold and the Beautiful and the recent death of character Sugar.
Yeah.
Which we learned a lot yesterday, guys, didn't we?
We sure did. We sure did.
Yeah.
Oh my. Nine toes.
Sugar, who had 10.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here we toe again, Lex.
Here we toe again.
Here we toe again. So inspired by... What would there was a bear mauling, there was toes, there was all sorts of stuff. Well, it turns out Sugar's death was not the most ridiculous death on daytime television. Now, I've got a series of character deaths and demises that may or may not have happened on daytime television. And Jason and Alexis, I want you to tell me whether or not these deaths actually happened or if they are fake.
Okay, we're ready.
You ready for your first?
Yeah.
Soap opera demise.
Yes.
And we can work together?
Yes, of course.
Okay, cool.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here's your first one.
Thank you.
Now, this is Mary Duvall. Mary Duvall met her death on Santa Barbara in a most unusual way. In 1986, while arguing with her soon-to-be ex-husband, Mark McCormick, on the roof of the Capwell Hotel, the letter C fell from the sign and crushed her to death.
Ooh. Wow, there's a lot of detail in there.
The letter C.
the letter C.
It's probably a W.
Did this actually happen on a soap opera or not?
I mean, it sounds like something that could easily happen. I'm going to say yes. Jace, what do you think?
Okay, but Lex.
Oh, is it a different letter?
Holly is very, very, as we know, creative and smart.
Yes.
And, take this as a compliment, slightly twisted. So,
yeah,
she could have made this up. But I'm with you. I think this first one, I think I'm with you. Let's go real.
Okay. Ugh.
It, in fact, happened.
Oh, yes.
Hey. The letter C dropped on her whole head, and she died.
Ouch.
Yeah, from the soap, Santa Barbara. Let's move on to our next soap opera demise. Did this actually happen or not? Jason and Alexis have to determine if this death actually happened on daytime television. Here's your next one. This happened on General Hospital. In 2018, serial killer Ryan Chamberlain took the lives of several people in Port Charles, including deranged nurse Mary Pat Ingalls, who knew the truth about Kevin Collins keeping his brother secretly locked up in Shady Brook. Ryan parading as Kevin killed her and placed her head in a barrel of apples to be discovered at a Halloween party at the Floating Rib. Jason and Alexis, did this death actually happen?
Did you say Ingalls? Feels like Little House on the Prairie.
Oh my God. That is what very deep. I don't know. This sounds like something that could pop into Holly's mind at any moment, but
it sounds like it plots another show.
It does.
Let's say it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not a demise of a soap opera character.
They say it's not, Jason and Alexis, but in fact, it was.
This
was a death on General Hospital. Her head discovered in a barrel of apples at the Floating Rib Halloween party.
You have got to be kidding. There was a beheading on General Hospital?
Sure was.
Oh, wow, ABC. Okay.
Hey, you know what? Got to get ratings in for daytime TV.
Yeah, you got to.
Yep. All right. So we have time for one more, Jason and Alexis. They are determining whether or not these deaths actually happened on soap operas. Jason and Alexis, here is your final death. Here we go. We're bringing it back to The Bold and the Beautiful. Sheila Carter has terrorized both The Bold and the Beautiful along with its sister show, The Young and the Restless. Now, it was on The Bold and the Beautiful, though, that she had Lance drug Amber Moore during one of her convoluted plots. And when Lance wanted to confess to Amber's drugging, she killed him by releasing her killer bees into his apartment, which stung him to death.
Ooh.
Girl.
I mean, just because we had two real ones.
Doesn't mean this isn't real.
Is it time for a not real one?
Yeah, I don't know if they would do killer bees.
That'd be hard to
fake film.
Yeah, to film that. I mean, you might use like popcorn or something.
Yeah, CBS doesn't have that big of a budget.
What are you throwing a lot of popcorn at people and pretending it's bees?
I'm trying to think what might look like a bee swarm.
Yeah.
I say
fake.
Yeah, same. Fake, Holly.
I'm sorry, but that actually happened on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Well, maybe you just heard the buzzing.
Oh, my goodness. Killer bees.
Killer bees.
Sheila released killer bees?
That's right.
No wonder they tried to kill her off. This woman's crazy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
So the joke is that all of these are, in fact, real daytime television deaths.
Nice.
Oh, that was great. Oh, killer bees, a beheading.
Oh, my gosh. God,
I said it yesterday. Why are we not watching daytime dramas? I'm telling you.
Dramatic. Yeah.
Right? When we come back, there's funny drama. Because it's just, I saw, Alex, you reposted something. Melissa McCarthy and Barbara Streisand. This is, if Bold and the Beautiful was giving us life yesterday, this is giving us life today. Plus a time capsule and more. Stay with us.
And now, a moment with Will and Grace and Karen.
It's like saying that Pradas are just shoes or vodka is just a morning beverage.
This has been a moment with Will and Grace and Karen.
That's right, Karen. That's right. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning right now on My Talk. Later on our app.
Oh, yeah.
Go check us out there. Old episodes, fresh episodes, stale episodes are all there waiting for you.
Yeah, anytime. Or cheap date.
Uh-huh.
Turn us on whenever you'd like. Can't right. sleep? Turn us on.
We'll put you to sleep. Thank you. Thank you.
Ding, ding, ding. We got you.
We do. Okay. Oh. Yesterday, we had the Bold and the Beautiful that we just were obsessed with. And then today, it's, I don't know why I'm loving this so much, but the, and Lex, I, judging by your Instagram, oh. I think you, this,
Babs.
This Babs, Barbara Streisand, Melissa McCarthy story is giving me oxygen today. It is so funny to me. So, and I love the people that are getting all up offended about this. And it's one of those examples of if the person it's directed to isn't bothered by this, why the hell are you bothered? So, Lex, do you want to explain what happened?
So Barbara Streisand said she was just scrolling through Instagram and there was this beautiful picture of Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
And she said, afterward, I have the after thing here. Let me go to actual quote, because I have her response to it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Because now it's been deleted, but basically was like, are you on Ozempic?
Yeah. That's it. You look incredible.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. It was a compliment. And then are you on Ozempic? Right. And then people started responding like, wait a second. No one should be asking this. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then later, Barbara went on her Instagram and said, look, I went on Instagram to see the pictures that we posted of the beautiful flowers I received for my birthday. Below that was a picture of my friend Melissa McCarthy, who I sang with on my Encore album. She looked fantastic. I just wanted to pay a compliment. I forgot the world is reading.
Yes. But here's the quote, because so Melissa McCarthy is posing next to a guy named Matthew Bourne.
Yes.
They were at a gala together. Barbara Streisand types, give him my regards. Did you take Ozempic?
Yeah.
There you go. One on sentence.
Yeah. Just one. Right.
A question among friends.
So like, then lots of boomer questions came up. Yeah. Without punctuation. But yeah, they're friends. You're right, Jace.
They're friends. And also, this is like your aunt asking a question that youngins find inappropriate.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that your aunt doesn't mean anything by it. It's just her asking. Barbara Streisand is that aunt. That aunt that is just unfiltered.
Yep.
Gives zero blanks, but doesn't mean anything by it. And again, so Melissa responded, right, Lex? And then this is what I saw via you.
She did respond, and she has a magazine with Barbara on the cover. Actually, you know what? We should just play it because it is so cute.
Oh,
Oh, you can do it through the computer. I was just going to play it on my phone. But yeah, no, that would be even better if you can.
Yeah, I'll pull it up here.
Because you'll see her. It's actually really beautiful. She has this big bold wallpaper in the back, and then a beautiful bold dress on and contrasting, and she's looking at the magazine.
Barbara Streisand knows I exist. She reached out to me and she thought I looked good. I win the day.
That's it.
I'll play it one more time.
Sorry, I stepped on it.
No.
Take away Barbara Streisand knows I exist. She reached out to me and she thought I looked good. I win the day.
Exactly.
There we are.
And she said in the caption of this video, Barbara Streisand fan club members only. Yes. Mm-hmm. And now I love it. The gays are loving the quote from Barbara now. A lot of them, I was just looking at the Instagram comments. The gays are going, give him my regards. Hey, girl, did you take Ozempic? that is going to be like the new line. Give him my regards. Greeting. Yeah. Give him my regards. Did you take Ozempic?
That's brilliant.
She didn't mean anything by it, everybody.
Yeah, she said she looks good.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everyone's taking it.
I was, yeah. Lex.
Oh, sorry. Say mine as usual.
No. Oh, yeah. Like, I was just going to say, we're acting like this is taboo or this is offensive. The people that are taking this, they're not ashamed.
Right. And she said the soft part out loud.
Yes. And I know you're never supposed to talk about somebody's... Wait, look, if it... Again, yes, maybe some people it would be impolite. But they're friends!
Yeah. She's like, oops, everyone's watching. That should have been a DM.
Yeah.
Or that, a text.
That, see, that's the aspect too. That really is where it's like your aunt who isn't very versed in social media. It's so relatable. Oh, wait, this isn't a direct message. Everybody can, everybody can see this. It's so funny to me.
And then she deleted it.
Yeah. But because she, yeah, the internet got all up in arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't need the internet all up in your business that.
Barbara does not need that. She doesn't need that. And what a great classy response by McCarthy. Yes. You know, what an iconic response from her.
I'm looking good in there, too. Wow.
He does look good. Who cares how she did it? That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. What? Tell us about this time capsule, Lex.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so
I think I saw the headline, and but I didn't watch the story or listen to the story.
Owatonna is making national news because the school superintendent Jeff Elstead said this is a historic event for our community. They are doing some renovations on the high school, and they found a time capsule from 1920.
1920.
They opened it. Lots of local reports, newspapers, rosters, things like that. Of course, they will be curated for display. But I just was thinking back. I remember doing capsules like in the early 90s. And the stuff that we put in there, too. I just thought, oh, my gosh. I wonder if someone's already, if 99 or 90 is still too early to, you know, unearth it. But, I mean, we put a Delia's magazine in there. Remember?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, with the platform shoes and the tank tops and the long cargo skirt.
Sure did. We put a floppy disk in there with all of the stories that we wrote saved on there. We put a yearbook in there because it was a soft cover one. You could just fold and pop in there.
Yeah.
And some other little things, too, of course, you know, pictures and stuff of us. But I wonder if that's been unearthed. Did you guys ever do that at your school or... With your friends?
We didn't do it at school, but I remember doing it with my cousins. I went to visit them in Cumberland, Kentucky. And they owned a big piece of property. And we dug a hole and we put it in a Knight Rider lunchbox.
Oh, yeah,
we shoved it full of stuff.
Love it.
And dug a hole in the back of their trailer. They had, it was like a mobile home park. Okay. But it was a big piece of, they lived facing like a chunk of acreage, like a lot of land, and there's a little hill, and we dug a hole and put the Knight Rider. We sure did. We dug a hole and put a Knight Rider lunchbox in there.
Fantastic.
Had to be around 84, 85.
Oh, there it is.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We sure did. Yeah.
But so has it been unearthed, do you know? Or is your family still there? No.
No, they moved. I do think about that from time to time. I think about that visit. I went with my papa, my mama, Betty and Earl, and I remember doing that. I thought it was so cool. And I'm like, oh God, it's.
I remember the tree. Yeah, we buried it next to. This was in Lincroft, New Jersey, right in central Jersey.
You remember the tree?
I wonder if I should go. Yeah.
You should go back there.
At some point. Yes. To go back there.
Yes. You absolutely should. See if it's still there. Oh, God.
That
would be so funny.
How crazy would that be? Because that was, early 90s.
What was it again, Lex? What did you put it in again?
It was like a, it was a cylinder.
Okay.
But it looked like a Pringles container, but bigger.
Oh,
but like, but I don't, maybe it was like a peanut can or something like that.
Okay. That's so great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Wednesday, third hour means one thing. It kicks off with Am I the Asshat? Alexis has a good one to get us going. Then the Dirt Alert. And then Boob Tube Bonanza. Lex and I both watched a documentary that I think Lex is going.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I just looked at your face. Yeah, it's so good. We're here, season premiere. And a monster will end our show. That and more when we come back. Tis the season for patios. Hey, everybody, it's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. All the patios are open now, and I know this, they're dog friendly. I think that's so fantastic. So get thee to Red Cow. Run to Red and take advantage on these nice days. Take advantage of the patios. Maybe you're heading down when the T-Wolves come back. Or Twins game. The Twins are at home this weekend. Make a whole day out of it. I think Friday's going to be nice. Friday night game. There's a Sunday day game. Both weather days are going to be nice. get to downtown early and run to Red. Both Red Cow and Red Rabbit North Loop are blocks from the stadium. It's a great walk, actually. So extend your time before you go into the ballpark and hang out in the patio. Red Rabbit's patio was redone last year. It has such a good atmosphere. They have frosés for the season. Get mine, a vodka soda, whatever you want. So this spring, run to the Red Patios.